driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get the latest Cleveland Browns draft coverage directly from the source. That is us right here in Berea. Download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere. Very pleased to, and we introduced him to you yesterday on air, a new addition to our staff. He is Kevin Jones, a staff writer. Check out a piece he has up on the site, a couple of pieces already. He wrote about Jadeveon Clowney's pro day yesterday and also did a piece today with some analysis on the Browns checking out quarterbacks in this draft with some of the private workouts that are reportedly going on and what it all means and some good breakdown of Blake Bortles. I highly recommend that you check out Kevin Jones's piece and stories I've written up there as well, along with we do this daily look around the National Football League. We call it the Daily Kickoff, and we start your day off with some headlines and highlights around the league, and we get that to you every morning on clevelandbrowns.com. Ready to play a little fact or fiction with our great producer, Jason Gibbs.
Fact or fiction.
Happy Thursday, guys. Question number one. The best way to evaluate a college player is by watching his game tape.
I'm going to go fact on that. I think it is obviously being there in person and then getting to watch the tape would probably be the absolute best. But in lieu of being able to be there in person and then watch the tape subsequently, yes, I think watching the tape, thoroughly studying that is the best way. The eye in the sky, as they say, it don't lie.
The vast majority of opinions, of meaningful opinions about what you do in player evaluation, whether it's the draft or free agency or trade, is going to come by what the tape shows you. As long as I've been around this game, every time I have discussed the reasons behind the acquisition of a player or why you didn't go for a particular player, the tape is referenced. The tape has been shown to me. I've had those opportunities to sit down and try to see what the expert is seeing, the evaluator is seeing. And that's where they go. Behind that is the research about the person and what you get to know about the person. And that's gleaned in multiple conversations, but it's gleaned as much by maybe even more so. I've had a couple of GMs tell me through the years by the conversations you have with the people around the player, getting to know him, and you try to find those. I had a scout tell me he always wants to find what would be described as the, whatever you want to call it, the lowest level of, and this is not to disrespect anybody, but how does that player treat the person who is cleaning up the locker room? And I'm not necessarily talking about the towel guy or whatever, but that too, but, you know, custodial staff. Cleans the campus, you know, people that you're around that you see. How does he seeks to find that person who in the athletic department would be on the lowest end of the so-called food chain there, and what kind of respect level does he get from that player, and that tells them a lot, or does he get a lot of respect for him? Does he treat people well, and then what do teammates feel about the guy? So it's the building that picture, because you know a player is going to always cast himself in the best light.
Fact or fiction?
Question number two. Jadeveon Clowney will be the number one pick in the 2014 NFL draft.
I'm going to say fiction right now. My mock draft still has Blake Bortles at the top of that list. And I think it's going to be a need-driven decision. And we heard Mel Kiper just tell us in the beginning, first hour of the show, that a quarterback... He doesn't see any of those quarterbacks in the first round of this draft. None of them get that kind of grade from him. But I'm going to be inclined to say no, and it's going to throw this thing into a very interesting cocked hat.
Yeah, I'm going to go, obviously, with fiction as of today with the needle moving towards fact.
Fact or fiction?
Question number three. Derek Carr is the second best quarterback prospect in this year's NFL draft.
I know we disagree on this one. I'm saying fact, and I have my mock done accordingly with the Browns, in fact, there at number four to take Derek Carr.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go with fiction on that one. I think Blake Bortles is the second best quarterback prospect in this year's draft behind.
And who Purtell is the best?
That would be Theodore.
Fact or fiction?
Question number four. DeSean Jackson will have a Pro Bowl season in 2014.
Pro Bowl season. I'm going to say fact. I think they've invested enough in him, especially in what is reported to be the guaranteed money, in an offense. Jay Gruden's running this offense, and I think he's going to try to maximize. He wanted this guy badly. He feels this guy can help him get the most out of RG3, and I think this offense in general will be designed in ways that are going to get the ball in the hands of Jackson. Yes, Pierre Garçon is there, but DeSean is coming to town to make a splash.
I'm going to go right now with fiction. I think that he's not going to benefit from the Chip Kelly offense that led to his most productive season. I think that you got Garçon, you got Jordan Reed, you also have Alfred Morris there. I think he's going to have a very productive season, but when I think of the wide receivers, and boy, is there a rich and talented group of wide receivers this year. You got guys like Dez Bryant, Josh Gordon, Demaryius Thomas, Calvin Johnson, Julio Jones is coming back, A.J. Green, Alshon Jeffrey, and Brandon Marshall, both down there in Chicago. My surprise guy who I think is going to be a Pro Bowler this year would be Randall Cobb of the Green Bay Packers. I just think too many good receivers in situations where they're going to be allowed to be a little bit more dominant, per se, than he will be. But certainly he's going to be a very good receiver, and you can bet he is going to do whatever he can. You mentioned Larry Fitzgerald, Wes Welker. He's going to do everything that he possibly can to inflict pain on the Philadelphia Eagles the two times he plays them.
He's going to be so motivated.
Oh,
he's
my God.
Yes, take it out on the Eagles, but take it out on anyone and everyone. I mean, for what he went through. Yeah, you could get the clear sense how much he's been dissed and how much support he got in that dissing from his friend Richard Sherman, what he wrote on Monday Morning Quarterback. This became the cause celeb. And understandably, it became a bigger topic because of the time of the year when, you know, you're in desperation for news, you manufacture it in the media. But nonetheless, I think he's going to be really motivated, and I think that's going to drive it toward. It will be highly productive, and I'm factoring in the possibility that all your points are great about the others who could be there. But a lot of times, for any number of reasons, those guys get selected and then aren't going to show up, and then, oh, yeah, let's pick DeSean.
Fact or fiction?
Got a little bonus fact or fiction for our good friend Nathan Zagura, who is going to be leaving us tomorrow and Monday.
Just for a couple days.
Because
he's got to go hobnob with the Stars down in New Orleans.
We're going to go check on Cleveland Browns fan, The Miz, Dolph Ziggler, also from town.
Some of us watch it on TV, others sit right next to the ring.
Yeah, he has to go to New Orleans, sit next to the ring hurricane.
Yeah, exactly. A couple hurricanes in. Couple grenades. All right, we'll do this rapid fire since we're up against a break here, Zagura. Number one, fact or fiction, Brock Lesnar will end The Undertaker's win streak.
Fiction, because he's not going to, but it is the worst booked main event in the history of professional wrestling. I hate the way they've done it. He should break the streak, though.
What? Why don't you like it?
Because they haven't done anything. Brock Lesnar should have come in, beat Cena, beat Triple H, been unbeatable, and said, I came back for one reason, to beat The Undertaker. They had that real-life confrontation at a UFC event they could have built off of, and instead, Undertaker's back to appearing in caskets. And it's,
you're talking about this like it's real.
Give me some reality in it. It's terrible. No, I'm saying the way they've written it is bad. It's awful.
Question number two.
Mel Kiper to assess.
Daniel Bryan will walk out of WrestleMania as the champion.
Yes. Yes, yes, it is true.
Final question. This is a no-brainer. The Miz will win the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale.
Can I answer that?
Yes.
Absolutely. Abso-friggin-lutely. He wins it all.
And why?
And goes into the Wrestling Hall. Is he already in the Hall of Fame?
He's going to be. Okay. But why will he win it? Because he's awesome.
That's right. That's the analysis. Awesome.
All right, we'll be back. Final thoughts here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.